Begin the current Daven, Sech Tzvachim Daf Chav Gimel. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. And that is, in the previous Daf, on Amud Beis, halfway through, the Gemara had quoted one of the invalidations of the Mishnah which opened the Bar Perek, which was Tamei Pasul. If a Tamei Kain does the Avodah, he invalidates that act of service. So on that, the Gemara qualified that the Zikni Dorm, the elders of the South, said that Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn this Psul, only if it's Tamei Sheretz. Only if the kohen is doing the avodah, it's tamei from a sheretz. But if it's actually tamei from a mess, since when regards to tumas mess, actually when the tzibur has tumas mess, as we find by Karban Pesach, that actually it's going to be okay, they could even do the ketchila. So by an individual, although we don't have that tuma hutra, because that's only the tzibur, but after the fact, the tzitz will be meratza if the kohen is doing the avodah, if he has tumas mess. In contrast to tumas sheretz. Which the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, then Tumas Sheretz we should know from a Kal Vachomer from Tumei Mes. If by Tumei Mes, which is a very severe Tumah that requires a 7-day purification process, being thrown into the ashes on day 3 and day 7, still, it's Meratzah. So Tumas Sheretz, which doesn't even require 7 days, all it needs is sundown, for sure shouldn't it be that the Kain should provide Ritzui when he does it for the Tzibur? Why are you saying that halacha is only that the Tzitz is Merat, that the Kain could be Meratzah, but Tzibur, even Likatchila, and therefore B'di'evet by Yachid, in contrast to Sheretz? So the Gemara said that because the elders of the South held that Mechaprin are Kemiskaprin. The Kohanim that do the Kapara are like the Bailim, like the individuals who get the atonement, which is just like the Miskaprin, the Tzibur. Only works by Tumas Mes and not by Tumas Sheretz. So to the Mechaper, the kohen who we're talking about in our Mishnah, will only work for Tumas Mes, that's where it'll be Hutter, it'll be permitted, but not by Tumas Sheretz. By Tumas Sheretz, if he's Tamei from that, it's going to invalidate the Avodah. Rosh Hashanah says, well, why does Zikne Dorm hold like that? Why do they say that the Miskaprin, the Bailim, are only going to be by the Tzibur, Hutcher, by Tumas Mes and not by Tumas Sheretz? But if they hold that we do not slaughter and spray the blood for someone that's a Tamei Sheretz, or let's say Tamei Mes on day 7, if on the 14th of Nisan he could be tar that night, but since he's Tamei right now, we're not going to do that, make a Karban Pesach for him, then why would they not say that the Tzibur could do even a state of Tumah of Sheretz? But we know the halacha is wherever the individual gets pushed off to Pesach Shein, the Tzibur does a Tumah. So the Gemara rather must be because the Zikne Dorm hold that actually you are Sheichet Vezarek on Tamei Sheretz. Since you would do it for someone that's Tamei Sheretz, because that night he'll be tar, he'll be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. So therefore, we're not matter the Tumah of Sheretz even for Tzibur, because we don't have to be matter. They could do it without overriding it. We could have Tahar Kanim doing it because we don't need to override it, just like a Yachid would be able to do it. Only when we would have to push them off, so individual we push off to Pesach Shein, like a Tamei Mes. But a Tzibur that's Tamei Mes, no, then we don't push them over. We do it actually in the state of Tumah. But regarding Tamei Sheretz, we don't have that because a Yachid would do it, so we don't have the halacha of being Hutra B'Tzibur. Now, so that teaching of the Zikne Dorm, Ula said that Rish Lakish had a big question on the Zikne Dorm. He says, which strength is greater? The one who atones, meaning the Kayan, or the ones who get the atonement, meaning the Tzibur? You would say, it's the ones who get the atonement. Why? Because if we find by the Tumas Bailam, when the ones who get the atonement, if they have Tumas Sheretz, the halacha is, as we just established the Zikne Dorm hold, that we would send their Karbanas. On the 14th of Nisan, if they're Tumas Sheretz, that they'll be tar that night, even though they're Tumas right now, we'll send their Karbanas. Yet, a coin that's Tumas from a Sheretz, you're saying the way you explained the halacha of a Mishnah, would not be Meratz, it would be Mechal Davaidah. So if a situation where if the owners are Tumas from Mes, If an individual is Tumas Mes on the 4th of Nisan, we would not send this carbon. So a kohen that's Tumas from a Mes, isn't it a Kavu Chayman that it should not provide the Ritzui? Yet you're qualifying and saying that, no, there he would provide Ritzui, and it's only by the kohen that's Tumas Sheretz that's not going to provide Ritzui. So that the Gemara answers that, no, actually the elder of the South held that even by Tumas Mes too, if he sends his carbonis, it will work after the fact. So therefore you don't have a Kavu Chayman. Because actually, Tamei Mes, yeah, the Kohen could be Meratzah because we know it from the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, which is only by Tumas Mes, and we don't say, but Kal Vachomer, what do you mean? If the Miskaprin, who are stronger than the Mechaper, the Bailim are better than the Kehanim, and they can't do a carbon when they're Tamei Mes, for sure not the Kohen, it's not true. Although, as the Gemara points out, although there are psukim that show us that he should get pushed off to the second month, to the Pesach Sheni in Iyar, but that's only lemitzvah. But b'diavad, after the fact, it's actually the Zikne Durim hold that we don't make a certain hekesh like others do, and actually the halacha would be that it would work, and therefore it does work by the Miskapin Tumas Mes, and therefore it would also work by the Kayan. To which the Gemara, however, ended with a question that it's still difficult. Because if we find when the owner becomes Tamei from Sheretz, where we initially allow him to send his carbon, we have no problem, it's even like a Tchilo, and still the halacha is that a Kayan that's Tamei from a Sheretz cannot be Meratzah. So in a situation where even if you tell me that the evidence going to work that the owner could send by the mess, but it's not like a Tchilo, so for sure the Kayan who's Tamei from a mess should not be able to do Ritzui. And that was the question the Gemara ended from Rish Lakish, which his question ultimately is still difficult on the Zikne Darm from that Kal Vochemer, because even though it works with the Yevah, but not like Gethchila, and if by Sheretz where it even works like Gethchila by the Bailam, it doesn't work by the Kayin, as they're qualifying the Halacha by Mishnah, for sure it shouldn't work by Tumas Mes. Now, the Gemara continues asking on the Zikne Darm. Meisavei, the Gemara asked on the elders of Darm from a Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim, that Peyam Abayz in Perakei Tzitzilin, which talks about the Ritzei the Tzitz. The Tzitz, which was the plate worn by the Kohen on the forehead, would atone for certain tumas of dam of karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Where if it was done after the fact, where although it shouldn't be done in the state of tumah, but it was found out, so that all the different garments of the Kohen Gadol would provide atonement for different things, the tzitz was meratzah on the tumah that was done in the karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, continues the Mishnah over there. Nemnesha Amru, because they said, Nazir va'esa Pesach, regarding a Nazir, and someone who's making a Karban Pesach. Hatzitz, that plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, Miratz al Tumas Dam, will provide appeasement and will atone for the Tumah that was on the blood of the Karban. But ve'ena tzitz Miratz al Tumas Aguf, but the tzitz will not provide appeasement if the body of the individual was Tameh. Now, at this point in the Gemara assumes that when we're talking about Tumas Aguf, we're talking about the owner. We're talking about the Nazir, or the one who's bringing the Karban Pesach. And that's why we picked the case of Nazir and the one who's bringing Karban Pesach. Because in contrast to other Karbanas, the fact that the owner is Tamei is not an invalidating factor. Because, okay, so he's Tamei, so therefore what? Why is that a problem with his Karban? But regarding someone who makes a Karban Pesach, he can't be Tamei because he has to eat the Karban Pesach. And if he's Tamei, he can't. And therefore that invalidates the Karban Pesach. Because it's Ma'akim Dachila. So to the Nazir, when he becomes Tamei from a mess, it undoes all his Nazirs, and he has to start counting over, as the Torah tells us, his whole Nazir is over. Like it says, V'chiyamas mes alav, if he becomes Tamas mes, so then he's not fit anymore for his Karbanas of the shaving of his hair until he becomes purified, where he first has to bring Karbanas for his Nazirs that he became Tamei from, which are state Serim and the Ashram, then count over his Nazirs, and then bring his Karbanas of Nazirs of Tahara. So, therefore, that's why we pick those two cases of Nazir and Oseh Pesach, because we're talking about the Bailam. If the Bailam became Tamei, we find in the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim that it says, for that, the Tzitz is not going to be Meratzah, which means even B'dieved, the Tzitz is only, if it was done, shouldn't have been done, but after the fact, so regarding the blood that became Tamei of the carbon, that it will provide Ritzi. But regarding the Guf, which we're assuming that was the owners, when they became Tamei, that is not going to provide Ritzi for it. Says the Gemara B'mai. Now, what's it talking about? What type of Tumas Aguf? Ilem b'tumas Sheretz, if you're telling me that the Nazir, or the one who's bringing the Karban Pesach, became Tumas from a Sheretz, Ha'amrit, but you said, as we just quoted before in passing from the previous staff, that the Zikne Darm holds Sheikhtim Mezerkin, as the Gersh says, Tumay Sheretz. You hold that actually you could send the Karban Pesach if you're Tumas Sheretz, because you have to be able to Karban Pesach, that's in the evening, that's the night of the 15th, that's that night. At that point, you're ready to be tar, because you're immersed and you'll have sundown, and therefore that's okay. So that can't be the case that you're saying that the tzitz will not be meratzah, because you say that even like a tchili could go ahead and slaughter and throw the blood for a baal of a Karban Pesach that's only tamei sheretz. It's elu tamei mes. Rather, must be talking about when the one who's bringing the Karban Pesach is impure from a mess, that goes on for 7 days, that evening he's not going to be tar. So, and what does the Mishnah teach over them Pesachim? Einat tzitz meratzah, that the tzitz does not provide appeasement. Alma, so you see, says the Gemara, nitmu bailam b'meis, if the owners become tamei from a mess, ein mishalchen karban aseim. Meaning, of course, initially not allowed to, but it means to say, it's even saying that if they send their carbon and it was slaughtered and the blood was stolen from them, that they're not going to be exempted from being having to bring a carbon Pesach by Pesach Sheni, meaning it contradicts the answer that the elders of the South, that we gave for them, from the question that we were asking from Rish Lakish on them, where Rish Lakish had asked, what do you mean? The Mechaprin are less than the Miskaprin. If Miskaprin works by Sheretz and not by Mez, so how can you say by Kayin that it's going to work by Tumas Mez? So on that they answered, they said, no, it's not true. By Tumas Mez also works by the Miskaprin. We have B'diyevet. Says the Gemara, but you see here clearly in the Mishnah Masech Pesachim that it's not Meratz, it does not work by the Eved by Tumas Mez, that it's not going to be good. So that contradicts the answer we gave for them. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Right, if the owner's, whose body? If the owner's body became tamimes, then yes, actually the tzitz would be meratza, just like it's meratza on the dam, which is like the ziknei dam, where it would work with the evet. Hachamayiskin, and what are we talking about over here in the Mishnah Besachim Besachim? It's kikon shenitma kaihein b'sheretz. Whose guf are we talking about that is not meratza? Is the, there's two parties to a carbon. The one who is atoning and the one who gets the atonement. We're talking about when the Kayin has a Tumai from a Sheretz, which, as the Zikn Derm explained, that's exactly what the Halacha of our Mishnah was. When our Mishnah said Tumai Pasal, they said there's Tumai when the Kayin is Tumai from a Sheretz. Now, based on what the Gemara is at this point, would come out that when the Mishnah over there in Pesachim is saying that we're talking about a Nazar and the one who brings the carbon Pesach, actually the same thing would apply to any carbon Yachid. Meaning that when the Kain, who's Tamei from Sheretz, is bringing a carbon for an individual, because it's just regarding a carbon Tzibur that we have Hutru, Tumah, that it works. But by a Yachid, that's the Halacha of our Mishnah, that Tamei is going to be Pasul. So why do we pick only the Nazar of Eisav Pesach? So that explains Rashi, is because, at the way the Gemara is explaining it now, is because of the Seifa. Because the end of the Mishnah, as we're going to quote it shortly, wants to tell us that if it becomes Tumah with Tumas HaTohoim, then actually it will provide Ritzui. And when did we have that Locha Moshe Messina of the Heter of Tumas HaTohim? That was only said by Nazar and Oysa Pesach, as the Gemara there in Pesachim explains, because Tumas HaTohim means to say from the abyss that we're not clear about it. It's a Tumas Sufik, where the Gemara there explains that that Locha Moshe Messina of Tumas HaTohim was only said regarding Nazar for Oysa Pesach. But really, it would apply this Halacha of the Reisha to any time the Kohen that's Tumi from Sheretz is doing it for an individual for his carbon, that then it's not going to work. It's going to be possible. Because that's like the Halacha of Mishnah. Now, but then that's the Gemara, if that's the way you're qualifying that Mishnah Masech B'Sachim, that when is the Tzitz not Meratza, when the Kohen is Tamei from Sheretz, so then, Eima Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah, as we just quoted in passing. The Mishnah says, Nitma Tumas HaTohim, but if the Tumah of the body, which again we explained that was Tumah the Kohen, was from Tumas HaTohim, meaning that it was a doubtful Tumah, we didn't know that it was Tamei at that time, then that Tzitz Meratza. Then the Tzitz can provide appeasement. And that is the Gemara. How can you say that? Hatan Rebchir, Rebchir taught a brisa that said, the loy amur, we did not say the permissibility of this seifa of the Mishnah Pesach Pesachim, of Tamas HaTahayim regarding a Nazar and Eisa Pesach, El Lames Bilvad, only it's a situation where we cannot know, it's a doubtful tumah, that regarding it, relating, coming in contact with a dead person. That's where we said Tamas HaTahayim. Says the Gemara, when it says lames, lamute mai. Well, what did Rebbe mean when he says that the halach of Tumas HaTohim was only said for in contact with a dead person? Lav lamute Tumas HaTohim de Sheretz? Wasn't it coming to exclude regarding the doubtful Tumah of coming in contact with a Sheretz, where there it was not permitted? And as Rashi points out, we neither can know it from a Kabbal Chaimer, because you cannot learn a Kabbal Chaimer from Halacha Mesh Messina. That's not how the Halacha works. You can learn it out from a Pasuk in the Torah, but you can't learn it out from Halacha Mesh Messina. So how can you say that the Mishnah is talking about that when is it Tzitz not Meratza, when the Kohen is Tamei from Sheretz, but then the Seifa, which is qualifying the Reisha, that's Tumah, but Tumas HaTohim would work by what? By Kohen is Tamei from Sheretz? But Rebbe Chiya says clearly that the Tumas HaTohim only works when it comes to contact from a mess and not from a sheretz. So it says Gemara Loi, actually it's not what he's excluding. Lemu'utei Tumas HaTohim de Ziva. It's coming to exclude a doubtful Tumah of Ziva. For example, if a man saw a certain type of emission from his male member, Bein HaShemashes, by twilight. Now, twilight is not clear in Halacha what is it considered. Is it considered totally from the daytime? Is it considered totally from the nighttime? And then either one, if it's totally day or totally night, would be considered one ri'ah, which does not make the person tummy for 7 days. Or could be part of twilight is part of daytime, could be part of twilight is part of nighttime. And that would make it into two separate re'is, where, because a zav becomes tummy either from separate emissions or from separate days. And this is considered a tumas ha-tahim, where we're just not sure about it. It's no way of verification. So that's what Reb Chiya is coming to exclude and to say that since Ziva is very severe of a type of a tumah because it comes out of his body itself, that's where he says that we don't say the halach of tumas ha-tahim to exclude. There the person's going to be considered tameh and it's going to invalidate the avodah. But it's not excluding tumas ha-tahim of sheret. There would be the same of tumas ha-tahim of mes, where yeah, although tumas ha-kohen b'sheretz would invalidate it, but if it's a tumas ha-tahim, that actually would be valid after the fact through the reach of the tzitz. But the Gemara still asks on this. But this, the Rambam had a question as it's brought in Masechta Pesachim Perakei Tzeilin. He says, Kohen ha-meratza b'karbon eseim. The Kohen who's providing the atonement of the Nazir and the one who's bringing his Karbon Pesach, is it hutra loy tumas ha-tahim? Does he also have that permissibility where if he became tummy in something that's a doubtful tumma, that he also will then, the tzitz will be meratza for him also? Or will it not provide? Is the heter not for him? Is it only for the owner? Well, that has to Gemara. But based on what we just explaining in this mission according to the Ziknei Darim, tifshay the tumas ha-tahim hutraloi, what do you mean? Have a clear answer that tumas ha-tahim works not just for the owner, but also for the kain. According to Ziknei Darim, they're explaining the whole mission is talking about the Kayin. As we said in the Reisha, that when it says that Ein Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Aguf, who do we say that's talking about? Talking about the Kayin, who has Tumas Sheretz. And on that, the Mishnah qualifies and says, but if he's Tumas Atayim, it is Meratza. So what's Rami Bachama's question? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rami Bachama Vadi Pligi. Rami Bachama is most definitely disagreeing with the Ziknei of the Darm, because he's explaining the halacha of the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, and that's why we understand why he has a question, by the Tumah of the Bailim. When the Nazir, or the one that's being called Pesach, is Tumas Aguf. And yes, the Mishnah is saying that the Tzitz is not Meratza, not like the Ziknei Darm, because he holds that a Yachid, an individual that's Tumas Mes, cannot send his carbon. And why can he not send his carbon? Why that night is going to... What's the problem with him sending his carbon? Is because since he has Tumas Mes, he's only going to become Tar in 3-4 days, and this Ichilas Pesachim he holds is Ma'akiv. And if it's Ma'akiv, then he can't send the carbon, and that's why he's explained the Mishnah by the Bailam, and therefore so it doesn't say anything about the Kohen, and that's why he had the question. But it's not difficult on the second Tarim, because they disagree with Rami Bachama. Now that we segued into Rami Bachama, who... We said it's not the Ziknei Darim, they disagree with Rami Bachama. So the Gemara says, Toshamal is being a raya from the following Braisa, which refutes Rami Bachama. Why? The Braisa quotes the Pasuk in Shemais that says, Venasa Aaron, that Aaron will carry, and it's talking about the tzitz over there, as Savayna Kaddishim, the sin of the when a carbon becomes pasul, the tzitz will be meratza. Says the Braisa, V'chi Ezehu Avaynoisi, which sin is the tzitz appeasing, atoning for? As we get Tintam and Beis. The Braisa says, "Im avoin pigel." If you would think that it's atoning for the sin of pigel, harikvar nemer lo yichashav. The pasuk really says in Yikra, it will not be counted. Now Rashi brings the girsa that the Braisa should be read. If you think it's atoning for the sin of pigel, harikvar nemer lo yiratze, not lo yichashav, but lo yiratze. And the next words that the Gemara is going to quote, "Im avon nicer harikvar nemer lo yichashav." That's how Rashi brings the girsas in Teres Kainim, and he says this is how it should be everywhere. The Gemara brings this. And what the Gemara is saying is, what invalidation of the carbon is the tzitz being meratz on? If you think oven pigel, what does oven pigel mean, says Rashi? It means, if the kohen who's doing the avodah has a machshava, a thought, that it should be consumed out of the perimeter, the area, what's called chutzim kohen, where it's allowed to be consumed. That's called pigel, because as the Gemara actually tells us later on, the Chof Chesem and Aleph, the Pasuk says, pigel hu lo yiratze. Now, if it's not coming to tell us regarding chutz l'zmane, which usually pigel is a reference to having in mind to eat it out of a designated time, not place, but chutz l'zmane we know from a different pasuk, so therefore it must be telling us regarding chutz l'mkoymai. So the pasuk already tells us regarding a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai that lo yiratze, that it's not going to be willingly, it's not going to be taken as an atonement. So it cannot be referring to oven pigel, because that's not atoned for, the carbon is going to be invalid. And im of a nicer, and if it's a sin of nicer, what does that mean? Rashi explains. Invalidation of a thought of the carbon being left over, meaning that he's thinking to have it eaten after the time when it's already left over, which is what's known as machshavas chutzlas manai, having in mind that it should be eaten out of the time that it's allowed to be eaten. Can't say that's what the tzitz is meratza. For kari kvar nema, the pasuk already says over the loyiratzi, which according to Rashi, the gear says loyichashiv. It won't be counted. That pasuk is toma chutzlas manai, as the Gemara says in later on in the parak. Now Rashi says, because according to the Girsas we have in our Gemaras, it's an error, and the Pesukim are mixed up, because according to that Girsa, you can't explain when it says over here, Nicer, that's Toma Machshavas Chutzlas Manai, and Piga Machshavas Chutzlam Kaimai, because Lei Chashiv, that Pasuk is by Chutzlas Manai. And then you would have to explain that what does it mean? So if Pigal means Chutzlas Manai, so what does Nicer mean? Nicer would have to mean literally when it's left over. Says Rashi, can't say that because a carbon that was sacrificed appropriately does not become retroactively invalidated when you leave over from the carbon. So that can't be what the Bryce is trying to say, that would not be valid at all. So therefore Rashi says this pigul and nicer means machshavas chutzlam kaimai, or nicer machshavas chutzlas mani. That says the Bryce, those cannot be what the tzitzit and ratzah, because the Pesukim say clearly, they're not good, they're not good. So says the Bryce, so in a nice elo avin tumah. So what is the tzitz meratza for? If the carbon was brought in a state of a sin of being brought in a state of tumah. And on that, says the Bryce, there's reasoning to say that what's going to be after the fact atoned for, even though it was an invalidating factor by kachim, must be regarding a state of tumah. Because we find a permissibility in tumah somewhere else, shahuch machlola b'tzibur. Because when the tzibur are all tummy, then even initially we permit the carbon to be brought in the state of tumah. So therefore, by an individual, although we didn't permit it, but it sits after the fact, but the evidence will be meratza on that tumah. So says the Gemara, my tumah. When the Brayis is saying that the tzitz meratza on tumah, which tumah are we talking about? Ilem and mitumah sheretz. If we think that it's talking about when either the Kayin or the Bailam are tummy from a sheretz, and to say that when they slaughter and throw the blood for a person that's tummy sheretz, that tzitz is going to be meratza, and that's the Gemara, how would you understand the Braisa then? Heche ishtari, where do we find that tummy sheretz is hutra, is permitted in the tzibur? But it's not true, you never had that. As we mentioned earlier, that wherever the individual does not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, like by tummy sheretz, so then the tzibur, because they could send the carbon for him and they could do it, so the tzibur does not get pushed off, meaning they wouldn't require them to get pushed off, so that doesn't allow them to do it in the state of tumah. So el tumas mes, rather must be, the Bryce is referring to the tzitz meratza in the situation when the bailam have tumas mes. V'lav kagoyin shenitmu bailam mes, so isn't it talking about, the Gemara says no wonder, in other words, isn't it also talking about that even if the owner have tumas mes, and still we see that it's saying that they could send their carbon. So we see that when the owners become Tamar Tumas Mes, Mishalch and Karban Nesayim, that we do send their carbon, meaning at least, but the evidence is will be Meratza if the owner has Tumas Mes. Now, says the Gemara, Bamai. Now, which case would it be talking about? Ibn Nazir, if it's talking about when the owner is a Nazir, that can't be. Because V'chiyamas Meis Olav or Machman, the Torah says regarding the Nazir, that if he's going to come tummy from a mess, and so it says that his head, which has the naziris, will become tummy, and it will demolish his whole naziris that he had up until now. He's not fit yet to bring his karbanis of here purification until he first goes through the days of tumah, and he brings atonement for the tumah that he had during this naziris of two birds and one karbanashim. Then he has to count over and complete his whole counting all over again, and only then bring the karbanis for his shaving of his hair when he becomes purified. So that can't be. He can't bring his karbanas because he can't even bring his naziris of the tower until he does over his old naziris. Elola isa pesach. Rather, says the Gemara, obviously it's tumah for someone who's bringing a karban pesach. And what we see from this brisa is that a tummy mess, or someone that's a tummy in a mess, let's say he's day three, he could send his karban pesach. I mean, it will work by the eved. That's difficult. Rambachama, we just interpreted the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, not like the Zikni Darm, that he holds that it says that no, the Tumas HaGuf is not Merutza, which we said is regarding the Tumas of the Bailam of Tumas Mes. That's not going to work yet. Here we see clearly from the Braisa that by Tumas Mes, by the Bailam, the Tzitz will be Meratza. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult on Rambachama. Loilam b'sheretz. Truthfully, the Braisa is talking about that when there's a Tumah of Sheretz, that the tzitz will be meratza to permit the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood on the individual as Tumas Sheretz. Now the question then was, well, wait a second, how could the Braisa then say that, oh, because since you find that's Hutcha B'tzibur, but we don't find that Tumas Sheretz is Hutcha B'tzibur? So the Gemara, V'shem Tuma B'Olam. What the Braisa means to say is, since we find that the concept of Tuma is Hutcha B'tzibur, albeit by Tumas Mes, but that still would be a reasoning to say this, so that what is the Tzitz Meratza for is also for Tuma, albeit a different type of Tuma, that of Tumas Sheretz, not of Tumas Mes. Because actually, by Tumas Mes, actually, it will not provide atonement for if the Baal is Tumas Mes. That's one version. It says the Gemara Ve'ikud Adai that those who infer from the wording of the pasuk Umaisi, and they bring this question from the Braisa Hachi like this, that actually they bring the question on the Zikni Darim and actually as a support for Rambachama. Because if one reads the pasuk, which says, it says that the tzitz will be on the forehead of Aaron, as the pasuk says, Shemais Chav Ches Lamed Ches, and it says, V'nasa Aaron, as Aaron will carry, as Avoyna Kaddishim, the sin of the Kaddishim, which is the sin of the carbon, in. Yes, that's what the tzitz is Meratza for. But Avoyn Makdishin Loi, but the sin of the ones who sanctify the carbon, meaning the people, when they have Tumas Aguf, whether if it's the Kayan or the Balaam, then the tzitz is not going to be Meratza. Says the Gemara, well, my Tumma. Regarding what Tumma is the Braisa talking about, that it's excluding Tumas Aguf. Ilema Tumas Sheretz, if you think that it's excluding Tumas Sheretz, and the Zikne Dum would explain the Pasuk that the Braisa is bringing regarding the Kayin. Because regarding the owners themselves, they don't need the Ritz of the Tzitz, because they don't touch the carbon in the state of Tumma that day, because they're not bringing the carbon, they just wait till it's brought, and in the evening they're going to be tar and they'll eat it. So they wouldn't need a Ritz of Tzitz if it's the Bailam of the carbon Pesach. Rather, when we're saying Tumas Sheretz, we mean if the Kohen is Tumas Sheretz. On that, the question is, Mi Yishtar Yibitzibur? Is a Tumah of Sheretz permitted by the Tzibur? But since the halacha is that we're Sheikh the Mazurk and Al Tumas Sheretz like the Zikne Darm hold, so an individual doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni because he could bring it, then the Tzibur doesn't bring it in a state of Tumah. So it cannot be told about Tumas Sheretz. Say, I love Tumas Mes. Rather, it must be talking about Tumas Mes. And what do you see from the drash of the Pasig? V'avayin Kaddishim in, avayin Makdishim loy. Only the sin of the carbon is the Tzitz Meratza. But the sin of the Makdishim, there, if they have Tumas Mes, A, we're not going to send the carbonus of the owner is Tumas Mes, and neither if the kain is Tumas Mes, will it be Meratza, but carbon yachad. That's not like the Zikne Darm, who said in qualification of our Mishnah, as we quoted them on the previous daf, that if the kain is Tumas Mes, it will be Meratza on the carbon, and will not invalidate. Says the Gemara, that no, L'olam Tumas Sheretz. Truthfully, the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Sheretz. And what it is excluding is a kain that has Tumas Sheretz from providing Ritzah. Like the Zikne Darm had qualified the halacha of our Mishnah that said when Tumas is possible, it was going on the Sheretz. And Tumas Bailam, they don't need the Ritzah Tzitz, like we said, because their carbon is brought in the state of Tahara. So then the question then was, then where do we find Tumas Sheretz that you're disqualifying the kain in that state to say, oh, that it's somebody that's permitted B'tzibur? You don't find Tumas Sheretz that's permitted in Tzibur to say that that's why it's going to be at least B'mechapra Avayin HaKadoshim, but you don't find Tumas Sheretz Hutcha B'tzibur. Says the Gemara, like we said in the first version, no, V'shem Tumah Ba'olam. The name of Tumah in the world was permitted by Tzibur, albeit by Tumas Mes. So when it's permitting by the Tumah of the Yachid, at least by the Dam, by the carbon, that's something that's also Tumah, albeit Tumas Sheretz. But it's excluding, only it's only permitting Avayin HaKadoshim, but Avayin Makdishim, if the Kohen has Tumas Sheretz, then actually, like the Zikne Darm explained, the Halacha of the Mishnah, it's not going to provide the Ritzui of the Tzitz, it's going to be puzzled by the Evid. But again, that's their opinion. If the Kohen has Tumas Mes, then actually he would be permitted, according to the Zikne Darm, not like the Rish Lakish was asking, it actually would not be Machal Davayde, and by the Evid, the Tzitz would be Meratz. Now the Gemara continues to explain the Halacha of the Mishnah, they said Yeshiv. The Kohen was sitting when they did Avodah, it's also giving him Chal Avodah. So the Gemara, where do we know this? From Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, he says, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, in Devarim, which the beginning of that Pasuk says, because in that Hashem has chosen from you, from all the different tribes, meaning the Shevet Levi, Lamed L'Sharis, to stand, to serve. Which tells us, Lamed B'Chartav, for standing I've chosen you, but not to sit. And once they're not chosen, if they're sitting, so then essentially the Kahanim are like Zarim, are like foreigners, because you're not chosen anymore. And as we taught in the previous daf, a Zar, a non-Kohen, is Mechal Davoid. So therefore, if he's sitting and he's not chosen, so he's like a Zar, so he's Mechal Davoid. Now, however, turn about and learn the Braisa that says a little different. Lamed L'Sharis, from the Pasuk that was just brought, to stand to serve, says the Braisa, that's mitzvah. That just tells us that initially that's how it should be done. Now, Kishroim, when the Pasuk says later on, which the beginning of that Pasuk says, V'Sheris, and they should serve, K'kol Ochav Alavim, like all his brothers, the Levites, Ha'aimdim, who stand, already said previously that they should stand, Shana L'Vakasav L'Akav, the Pasuk repeats it to say that not only is it L'Mitzah, but it's even going to be L'Akav, like we're saying in our Mishnah, that if he does it sitting, it's going to be Mechal D'Avaydim. Now, Amalei Rav Lev Nachman, he says, Mechdi, let's see. Yeshiv Kizar Dami. We just said that if a Kohen's sitting, he's like a non-Kohen. U'machal Avaydah. And it desecrates the Avaydah. So he says, if that's the case that we're comparing someone who's sitting to like a Zar, let's make the following Mamatzinu. Just like we find, so too we'll say over here. Ema say, Mazar, just like a non-Kohen, who he's Mechal D'Avaydah, and if he does it, he's chayiv b'misa, he gets the death penalty. Sav yeshiv, so too, a kohen who's sitting, who he also is machal davaida, should also get b'misa, should also get the death penalty. Salom etanya, why do we learn the price that says aval, but it says those who get the chayiv misa. And it says, but, oril, an uncircumcised kohen, einen, someone who his relatives died that day, or yeshiv, if he's sitting, einon b'misa el basar, they don't get the death penalty, they only get a warning, meaning they violate a law, but they don't get the death penalty. Why not? Why should we compare it to Zar? Says the Gemara, Meshum dav mechus begadim, because the halacha of a kohen who's lacking the crown of garments, v'shalei yorachat zidam reglaim, or a kohen that did not wash his hands and feet, that's shnei ksum abam kechad. That's two psukim that are teaching the same concept, because both of these psukim teach that if they didn't do it, if they didn't wash their hands and feet, if they're not wearing the kind of garments, that they get the death penalty, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Pelik in Asrafin. Oh, as we continue to talk about Chavdal Manal, v'chosh shnei ksum abam kechad, em alam, when you have two psukim teaching the same idea, you cannot learn from them, because just say one. And if you're learning, learn everything. Why say two? Obviously, because one cannot be learned out from the other. So we have two psukim saying the same idea. We cannot learn out yeshiv from there to say that it's going to get the chiv misa. Which Rashi wonders, and he says, first of all, why do I have to learn out yeshiv from mechus begadim and shalei rochat zidam reglayim? What do you mean? It says death by the concept of zar itself. It says vazahar karv yumas. And even actually says Rashi mechus begadim, the Gemara learns in Sanhedrin, from that concept itself. Says if he's not wearing his garments, so he's not a kohen, so he's like a czar. So Mechus Begadim itself knows from this concept of czar. And you're saying Yeshiv is like a czar, so from that itself you should know the Zechiv Misa. And moreover, if that's the case, then actually you shouldn't even know that Yeshiv is Mechal Davaida, because you're learning it out from czar too, and the halach of Chil Avaida also says by many different places. You should say, oh, Shnei Ksum Abogim Kecha, Eim Alamdin. That's Rashi's questions. Now, but the Gemara continues and says, but ultimately, that's what the Gemara is saying, that two psukim are saying the same idea, so we can't learn out from there. And Ulaman Damalam, even according to the opinion which it mentions elsewhere in Shas, that there is an opinion that says, even though two psukim are saying the same idea, you could still learn from it. So then learn from Mechus Begadim and Shalei Yorach Tzidam Reglaim that it's going to get Chiv Misa by Yeshiv. Oh, and that says the Gemara, Shtuyayin Havali Shlishi, being inebriated, intoxicated, is going to be a third pasuk that says something that's Mechal Davoid, and if he does, it gets Chiv Misa. Then says the Gemara, if there's three psukim saying the same idea, everyone agrees that you can't learn out from there, therefore Yeshiv cannot learn out from those other sources because there's Shleishik Sumabam Kechad, and therefore, yeah, we'll learn out from Zar. That's Mechal Davaida, but Vachiv Misa cannot learn out from all those other sources because then why did the Torah repeat it so many times? Obviously, if it has it, it would repeat it, and it doesn't say Misa by Yeshiv, and therefore Yeshiv does not get a Chiv Misa.